From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe told his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma he's fine but confined to his home after the military seized power Wednesday. Military leaders insist they did not stage a coup. Soldiers have taken up key positions around the capital, Harare. Armored vehicles block roads leading to government buildings. Zimbabwean war veterans say they back the army. Victor Matamadanda is the group's secretary general.
What Zimbabwe has been sliding into was a state of chaos. And for that reason, war veterans here do stand with the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. We urge that Robert Gabriel Mugabe should be recalled from his role as the president and first secretary of ZANU-PF.
But the head of the ruling party's youth wing, Kudzai Chapanga, publicly apologized to the military for earlier criticism of Army Chief of Staff General Constantino Chiwenga.
I, as the leader of the Revolutionary Party's Youth League, I have reflected and personally admitted that I erred. I was ill-advised to read a statement which I and the Youth League had not originated, neither authored.
Monday, Chiwenga warned he would step in unless Mr. Mugabe stopped trying to purge the ruling ZANU-PF of independence fighters such as former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. President Donald Trump Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of three core objectives, including the most imperative being the North Korean nuclear threat.
I spoke the truth about the evil crimes of the North Korean regime, and I made clear that we will not allow this twisted dictatorship to hold the world hostage to nuclear blackmail.
Mr. Trump also sought to strengthen U.S. alliances in Asia and promote free and reciprocal trade relationships. This is VOA News.